Statistics from China's Ministry of Commerce shows total trade volume among Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries rose to $217.6 billion in 2017, a 19% surge from the previous year. By comparison, trade volume among China and SCEO member states only stood at $12.1 billion in 2001. From 2013 to 2017, China has imported products from other SCEO member countries worth more than $340 billion. Liu Ying, a professor leading research into the Belt and Road Initiative from Renmin University, says the development of economic cooperation and trade among SCEO member states is promising.
The trading volume among SCEO member states has seen steady growth during the past few years. China is working closely with other SCEO countries. For example, India has already become a very important trade partner with China after its entry into the SCEO.Trade between China and Russia and the four Central Asian countries, the trade among SCEO member states, has all seen steady progress. The SCEO member states have become very important trading partners to one and another.
Development of the SCEO has also created significant investment and contract opportunities for Chinese companies. Total investment among the various SCEO member states has reached approximately $84 billion, including numerous large-scale energy, mineral, and industrial projects.In the Central Asian region, the China-Kyrgyzstan-Uzbekistan Road, the China-Central Asia Natural Gas Pipeline, and the construction of the China-Kazakhstan and China-Russia crude oil pipelines have been completed. Beyond oil and gas, other infrastructure construction is also underway, including roads and railways, strengthening ties among member states.Zhou Rong, a professor of Central Asian Studies with the Chongyang Institute for Financial Studies at Renmin University, says its investment like this has helped to maintain stability in Central Asia.
The SCO has been able to help secure regional stability and security. Central Asia has become one of the most stable regions in the world. This is also the contribution by the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Stability itself has provided a solid foundation for SCO countries, and then interconnectivity becomes possible for economic cooperation and trade.
This year's SCO summit in Qingdao will be the first time all eight state leaders from the full SCO member countries will sit down together. Among them will be Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Professor Swarna Singh with Jawaharlal University suggests India should take advantage of its new position within the SCO.
In last 1 year, Chinese have held 120 meetings under Shanghai Cooperation Organization auspices.So it's also seen as one of the most successful organizations. Therefore, India is really fortunate to be part of Shanghai Cooperation Organization and wants to contribute as much as it can in this very successful and largest organization.
Observers have suggested the inclusion of India and Pakistan as full SCO members is going to help promote economic integration as well as help maintain regional security and stability.For CRI, I'm Lu Min.